The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest. I just wanted to beat out the junior senator from St. Charles.
Hearing no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're doing a fine job. You may proceed.
Mr. President, on my right and to your left, we have a very special guest in the chamber today. It's a great pleasure for me to introduce Miss Nursing Home second runner-up, Dorothy Strader. Miss Strader is 95 years young and lives at Oak Tree Villas here in Jefferson City. Born in Great Bend, Kansas, Dorothy joined the USO after high school and helped organize USO dances, which is where she met her husband, Homer, and they danced together for 62 and a half years. She followed him into the Panama Canal during World War II, and they lived in Kansas City and Bismarck, Missouri, before settling in Jefferson City, where she worked for the Missouri Division of Employment Security. Last year, Mrs. Strader took a two-week cruise, Mr. President, to Mexico and the Grand Cayman Islands. She loves to stay busy with puzzles and walking and averages 8,000 steps a day on her Fitbit, something the senator from Christian could learn from. Ms. Strader is accompanied by Oak Tree Villas Administrator Rick Deerhoff and staffers Savannah Snyder and Teresa Basinger. Please help me make all of these folks, including Ms. Nursing Home, feel welcome in the Missouri Senate today.
Let's please welcome a true American to the Senate and the senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Travis Zimfer from the Missouri Times has permission to take photos or video in the Senate chambers today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests, Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Mr. President, members of the body in the upper gallery from Waynesville High School, Laura Laughlin has like 35 students. If you all stand up, and they are studying government, and particularly the United States Constitution. So I would try to impress upon the floor leader to conduct himself properly this afternoon in their presence.
I understand. Let's please welcome the guest from the senator from Phelps to the Missouri Senate chamber. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Without objection, Mr. President, I'd like to also introduce a couple of special guests.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Mr. President, to my left and your right, we have some guests that are constituents of my district. First, we have Mr. Todd Rumbo, who is the father of the two gentlemen to his left, Braden Keller and Corbin Keller. Now, I'd like to point out that Corbin is currently an intern. However, he's an intern in the House of Representatives here in the General Assembly, but not the Senate. But we welcome him. And also, Braden is about to be a new student at the University of Missouri studying industrial engineering. So I would ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senate from the 23rd to the Missouri Senate. Thank you. Senator from Cole, when you're ready, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Did I mention the Appropriations Chairman has no money, Mr. President? Nobody needs to be nice to him this session. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business for introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have three bills. No explanation needed for either of them.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 537, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the court disclosing certain consequences prior to accepting a guilty plea. I have two more.
Madam Secretary, read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 538, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to vaccines.
Introduction of bills. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 539, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to discriminatory practices against persons convicted of certain offenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the Ninth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, no explanation necessary.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 540, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to professional licenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 541, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the requirement to replace certain infrastructure for water corporations collecting an infrastructure replacement surcharge.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two very important bills.
Please send your two important bills forward.
No explanation would be necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 542, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the civil penalty for violating certain underground facility safety standards.
The Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 543, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
One bill, and I think it's fitting that the sun is shining down on me as I close out a robust legislative package for this General Assembly.
Please send your final bill forward.
President, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 544, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the Small Business Regulatory Fairness Board.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Senator from the Ninth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution. No explanation necessary.
Please send your current resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution number 23, offered by Senator Curls. A Senate concurrent resolution relating to Parliamentary Law Month.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills consent calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on third reading on the consent calendar. Senator from the third, Senate bill number 309, Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate bill number 309 with Senate committee substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and set on its final passage.
The Senator from the 13th moves that Senate Bill number 309 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 13th, do you care to move for the adoption and explain?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 309 be adopted.
The Senator from the 13th moves the adoption of Senate Committee substitute. Does any Senator desire to be heard on the substitute? Senator from Cole.
May I inquire of the Senator from the 13th?
Senator from 13th, you yield on inquiry from the Senator from Cole.
Cautiously, Mr. President, cautiously.
You may proceed.
I thought we were over all that.
We're never over all that.
There's a lot
Mr.
of people
President.
In the body that wanted a repeat kind of conversation of last night, and I just wanted to confirm with you that was a one-off. That was never that's never those subjects will never remember what that was all about last night.
Well, you know, they can catch our act at the 1:30 a.m. show at the casino and St. Charles County on Saturday night if they choose to, Senator.
That's a good point.
But like any other good card-carrying union member of EFTA, I do not work for free, and I think you probably wouldn't either.
I see. We'll make sure you get prevailing wage for that job, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the senator from the 13th?
Senator from 13th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Barton.
I do.
You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I just pulled the file out and was looking. So what does the Senate committee substitute do?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to explain
that.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't
I was
had
afraid
a chance.
We were getting ready to.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect you to vote on something you don't know what it is, Senator.
Or I'll sit down.
But I'm ready to. This addresses two big problems. Currently, a prosecutor and attorney can vest as a part-time prosecutor at 12 years, leave office, and return many years later to a full-time office and be eligible after one term for a full-time pension. The difference is part-time pension is $7,560 annually. Full-time pension is $66,000 annually. Over the past few years, several PAs have done this. This reduces the funding ratio, and the county has not been making a full-time contribution. This section leaves the previous vesting period at part-time, and any member who returns to a full-time position starts a new vesting period. There is no change on that in the substitute. The second issue is a part-time county goes full-time during a term, so the prosecuting attorney is combining part-time years and full-time years to vest for a full-time pension. This section gives credit of 60% for the part-time years and full credit for the full-time years, and there's no change in the substitute in that. This bill also fixes issues related to the Packers Fund. Several second-class counties elected to go to a full-time prosecuting attorney but still pay the second-class county rate. This ensures that all full-time counties make the same contribution for the same benefit, and there is no change in the substitute on that. Requires all full-time prosecuting attorneys to contribute 2% of their gross salary to the fund. The substitute, this is a change, the contribution increases to 4% of the gross salary beginning January 1, 2020. A vested member may receive a refund of only up to 25% of the average final compensation upon retirement, which was at 100%. Raises the retirement age from 62. This substitute, this applies only to those entering the system on or after January 1, 2019. The COLA ranges from 2% minimum to a 4% maximum from a maximum of 2%. This was deemed to be an increase in the benefits. However, the cost study confirms that the system can handle the increase, and in fact, overall, the changes result in higher funding percentages. So there is no change there in the substitute. The next change was it raises the age for a reduced annuity from 55 to 60. In the substitute, this applies only to those entering the system on or after January 2019. So it only applies to new folks entering the system. Requires a non-vested PA to return to the system within 10 years to receive any credible time. Currently, there is no time limit, and the members can return decades later and revive the time. There's no change in the substitute there, so that in the bill remains that if they want to take advantage of the system, they would have to return to the system within 10 years of leaving it. And it, I think, Mr. President, and for the body's benefit, this is going to help a system that is sadly in need of help, and it's going to shore up what's going on there. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
President, to inquire the senator from the 13th.
Senator from 13th, you yield and inquire from the senator from Barton. You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator, for taking the inquiry. I heard you mention a couple of dates. Both of them were 2019.
Right.
There's a date
and
on
then
page.
One was, I mentioned two dates. Three dates, actually. Two of them were 2019, January 1st, and one was January 1st, 2020.
Okay, and the 2020 one is the one that caught my eye, and I didn't remember. I just was going to ask you what that was.
That is when the increase goes from 2% to 4% of the contribution. That's a change in the substitute. The contribution increased to 4% of the gross salary beginning January 2020. A vested member may receive a refund of only up to 25% of the average final compensation, but that date is for the current members that are in it.
Right.
They will start contributing more in 2020 than they are now. They'll go from 2% to 4%.
What is there significance to those dates? Are they arbitrary, or was there?
They're arbitrary.
They're just arbitrary dates. Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery above us, we have 26 fifth graders, two teachers, and two chaperones from the Oak Hill Day School out of Gladstone. Would love for the Senate to make them feel welcome as they sit here and listen to this riveting pension debate.
Let's please welcome the guest of the Senator from Clay to the Senate chamber. Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 309? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from the 13th renews her motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 309 be adopted. As many as the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 13th. Senator, are you moving for...
Mr. President, I move that...
Third read and final passage?
Third read and final passage of Senate Bill 309. Wrong paper.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Okay.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th, what purpose
is that? Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 309 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from 13th, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from the 13th renews her motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 309 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 309, an act relating to the retirement system for prosecuting and circuit attorneys. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 229, Senator from Callaway.
Thank you.
What purpose do you rise?
I move that Senate Bill 229 with Senate Committee Substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from Callaway moves that Senate Bill number 229 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Callaway, do you care to move for the adoption and explain the Senate Committee Substitute?
President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 229 be adopted. This bill would exempt first Sunday in November, on which daylight savings times begins, from current law requirements that limit the number of hours a state employee can work in a 24-hour period, medium and maximum security mental facilities. In 2012, I sponsored House Bill 1318 that said the state could not require state employees at mental health facilities with medium and maximum security from working more than 12 hours in a 24-hour period unless a state emergency was declared by the governor. In the years that followed, the Department of Mental Health has had to have the governor's office declare a temporary emergency every November for the days that time change daylight savings time, added one extra hour. So to keep this from happening year after year, I've offered this solution that would exempt the first Sunday in November from the 12-hour law. With that, I'm happy to answer questions.
Senator moves for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Callaway, you are recognized. Close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute.
The Senator from Callaway renews her motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 229 be adopted. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Callaway.
President, I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 229 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
I inquire of the Senator from Callaway.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield for an inquiry from the Senator from Barton? You may proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I was just looking through this. I wasn't sure what the substitute changed.
Well, we had it both days on there, and they didn't need the spring. We just needed the fallback day, not the spring forward.
I see now. And did someone ask for this? What was the problem we're fixing here?
They're from Buchanan. Oh, who asked for the
yes.
bill? Totally, the Department of Mental Health.
Okay, and this, I mean, this was creating a problem.
Yes, remember the discussions about the Fulton State Hospital employees cannot leave their shift when the time is up if there is not a person there to replace them at
yes.
these medium and maximum security facilities. And when they were working double shifts, that was like 16 hours a day. And that gave them little time to drive home, get any sleep, get back to work. And so that's why we passed no more than 12 hours. But daylight savings time once a year threw that one day kink in there.
Another unintended consequence.
Sure.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Clay, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To briefly inquire of the Senator from Callaway.
Senator from Callaway, do you yield from inquiry from the Senator from Clay?
I do.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry. Refresh my memory, you were a teacher at one point, were you not?
Yes.
So I thought this might be a good teachable moment. As we mentioned, we have a bunch of students in the gallery, and normally when you come to the Senate, you see a lot of debate. In fact, we were here last night until almost 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Correct.
Talking for a long, long time. But on these bills, there's not a lot of debate because they're unanimous. They come out of committee unanimous. They're not controversial. They don't cost the state any money. So while they may be sitting up here wondering why we're going through so many motions, it's because these are things that have already been vetted and don't have a whole lot of controversy.
People typically do not disagree with these bills because normally they fix maybe a minor problem, maybe a major problem due to the way the statutes are written.
Right. And so I just wanted to explain why there wasn't a whole lot of debate going on these bills. Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Callaway, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Callaway renews her motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 229 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 229, an act relating to employees working in certain mental health facilities. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 50, Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 50 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for the third reading and final passage.
Senator from 13 moves that Senate Bill number 50 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 50 be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from the 13th moves that Senate Bill number 50 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the senator care to explain the bill?
I do, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill would establish a health care directives registry for the purpose of providing a place to securely store an advanced health care directory electronically and give authorized health care providers immediate access when a patient is admitted to a hospital. This bill passed with unanimous support from committee for the past 3 years. The Senate passed this legislation, sending the bill to the House for the past 2 years, and I thank the committee for passing this bill out consent again this year. The bill protects patients' health records. All the data and information contained in the registry is confidential and exempt from the Sunshine Law to protect the medical privacy of the individual. This bill is subject to appropriations and requires the Department of Health and Senior Services to issue a request for proposal and contract with a third party for the establishment of the registry. The third party will have a fee of less than $10, and that is enough to support this registry. The submission process is secure and simple. During an individual's visit with a health care provider or their attorney, which offers access to electronic registry, the individual or his or her legal representative may complete the electronic form and electronically sign the document, similar to how a person opens a bank account today. And at any time, the person can rescind that health care directive. With that explanation of the bill, I'm glad to take any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire the senator from 13th.
Senator 13th, you yield from an inquiry from the senator from Barton.
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, sorry to keep bothering you.
You're not bothering me, Senator.
Senate Bill 50, right?
Right.
And I heard you say it's subject to appropriations, but it's a consent bill, right?
It is a consent bill, but it doesn't have any effect on our fees. The fees, it will be supported by the fees for when you sign up. You'll pay a nominal fee of like under $10 to the third-party provider.
So why is it subject to appropriation?
That I don't know, Senator. That's a good question. Maybe we changed that. We took these from the last 3 years. But I'll get you an answer.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr.
I'm
President.
Sure that I'll be receiving a text momentarily to explain that to you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from 13th.
Senator from 13th, you yield from an inquiry from Senator from Phelps.
I do.
You may proceed.
I'm glad to see your bill back again. However, I think in the Veterans and Health Care Committee, the old committee, we must have passed it out there a half a dozen times. What in the world? Is it too common sense or what? How come it?
I don't know, Doc. Senator, Senator, Doctor, it's on its third year, and I was grateful for every year that you were able to pass it out of your committee, and this year it went to the committee that the senator from Buchanan has, and he was gracious enough to assist me with this. I think it's a common sense idea.
As you know,
I'm somebody that had to make the call on an advanced directive for my husband.
Yes.
That didn't have an advanced directory. This is going to help people all across the state. I don't want anybody ever to be in that position.
Yes.
And if we have the tools to prevent it, we should be able to.
I agree with you. I've supported the bill from the word go, and let's get it done this year.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 13th, you are in violation of Senate rules. When you refer to the other senator, I might add that the senator of the 11th pointed that out to the chair. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, you yield from inquiry.
I do.
From the senator from the 2nd. You may proceed.
Well, thank you for the inquiry, Senator. Yeah, thank you again for bringing this bill forward and your patience. From the healthcare provider's point of view, something like this really gives us a great deal of security and comfort that we are doing the right thing and we are respecting the wishes of our patients. You know, many times I remember in the days when I used to work in emergency rooms and so on, you know, you'd sometimes if you had an advance directive, it would be, kind of crumpled and looked like it had been kept under the seat of the car. The dog had chewed on it a while. And you wonder, is this really the most current, accurate reflection of the patient's wishes?
Sure.
So on the one hand, you know, if the wish was to not receive CPR and resuscitation and be put on a ventilator, you kind of wondered, this is a life or death decision here, so you don't want to get it wrong in either direction.
No.
And so, you know, so having this registry, I think, is very good public policy. You know, I've been honored to support it the last 3 years in the two health committees that I served on. So I thank you for your persistence in bringing this forward.
Well, Senator, and I thank you for your support. You know, I know in my heart that I made the right decision, and it was pretty difficult. But, you know, we don't often look at the other side of it.
That's right.
The attending physician was obviously a very young physician, and I will see that young man's face till the day I die.
Yeah, no,
because
that's
it
right.
Was hard for him. He couldn't even articulate. He just would shake his head, and it was something. And this is something that would alleviate everybody from those decisions.
On both sides,
yes.
Right, and on both sides. And I think sometimes the physician feels like, well, I can't quite rely on this crumpled piece of paper here.
Sure.
I've got to go through the process all over again with the next of kin. And, I think this would be a good way of keeping the wishes of the patients updated, current. Everyone would feel confident that they were doing what was in the interests of the patient and within the wishes of the patient. So I think a good piece of legislation. Again, thank you for bringing it forward, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 50? Hearing none, Senator from the 13th, you are recognized. Close.
Mr. President, I would just like to thank the Senator from Buchanan and the hard work of his committee for passing this bill out and passing it out consent. It's good common sense legislation that could help everyone in this room and everyone in this state. And with that, I close.
The Senator from the 13th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 50 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 50, an act relating to a health care directives registry. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Dixon,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery, Hageman,
aye.
Holzman, Hoskins,
aye.
Hummel,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Leibler,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed, Onder,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schoff,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh,
aye.
Wasson,
aye.
Whelan.
Senator from Barton votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Barton, or Senator from Barrie, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objections, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you all know, today is Trout Day in our state parks, first day of opening season for catching trout. And in my area, we have probably the best park in Missouri called Roaring River State Park. And on this particular day, my town of Cassville, we are only like 7 miles away from the park, and we dismiss school for Trout Day. It's a very important holiday for us. But anyway, I have some guests up here with their family, with their children. And the reason they're up here is because it is Trout Day and the school is dismissed. But on my right and on your left, I have Ben and Jamie Ryder. Their children, Sadie, Ella, Joseph, Claire, and Brant. And would you all stand? And I'd ask the body to give them a nice hand.
Let's please welcome the guests from Barrie into the Missouri Senate chamber today. Senate Bill 194, Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 194 be called from the consent calendar and be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Cape Girardeau moves that Senate Bill number 194 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 194 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Cape Girardeau moves that Senate Bill number 194 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Mr. President, this is a simple technical fix to add a nationally recognized nonprofit accrediting body by adding the Accreditation Association for Ambulatory Healthcare, known as AAHC, to Missouri statute as a fifth option for a managed care plans network to be deemed adequate. AAHC is the largest ambulatory care accrediting association in the country. And while AAHC does accredits over 130 care organizations in Missouri, the AAHC is not listed in Missouri statute as an accreditation option through which managed care plans and networks can be deemed adequate. 2 years ago, Illinois unanimously passed this to add that and was signed into law. Arizona's director and New Mexico's director both have the authority to sign that into law without going through the legislature, and Minnesota also added the language and passed it in their legislation. So now, Mr. President, all told, Missouri is one of only four states that require health plans be accredited and do not include the AAHC as an accrediting option. But of those four states, Kentucky Senate has just passed the bill unanimously, and Connecticut and Ohio are working on it this year. By adding the AAHC to the state statutes, managed care plans that are required to be accredited in Missouri will have an additional accrediting option and could continue to choose the option that best fits their organization. Plans already have the option to be accredited by AAHC 46 other states, so this legislation would not be trying anything new. It would simply allow managed care plans to have the same option in Missouri that they already have in 46 other states, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 194? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
President, I close.
The Senator from Cape Girardeau renews his motion that Senate Bill number 194 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 194, an act relating to the accreditation of managed care plans. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman, Holzman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Hummel.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Koenig.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Leibler.
Aye.
Munslinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Aye.
Onder.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Riddle. Rizzo.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Rowden.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schoff.
Aye.
Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup. Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford. Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 25, Senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 25 be called from the consent calendar and be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 9th moves that Senate Bill number 25 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 25 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from the 9th moves that Senate Bill number 25 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
I do, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Bill 25 passed out of this chamber last year. It allows the Kansas City Police Department to add an additional lieutenant colonel to start a new Homeland Security Bureau to investigate Homeland Security issues in the Kansas City area. Our current statute only allows 5 lieutenant colonels within our police department. This legislation would allow us to raise it from 5 to 6, as it had been in years past, to accommodate the growing need for investigations relative to Homeland Security. Mr. President, with this bill, I would also like to make a technical change to Senate Bill 25 to include the coordination of disaster relief when necessary for our police department. So with that, Mr. President, I'd like to request unanimous consent that Rule 45 be suspended for the purpose of offering a technical amendment to Senate Bill 25.
Hearing no objection, Rule 45 will be suspended for the purpose of allowing a technical amendment. Senator from the 9th, send your amendment forward. Has your amendment been distributed?
Yes, the amendment has been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection to the waiver of the reading, Senator, do you care to explain your amendment?
Thank you. Mr. President, this merely changes the Bureau from Bureau of Homeland Security to Bureau of Homeland Security and Disaster Communications within our police department. It is a very simple technical change. It's just the change of the name of the Bureau. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Can you move for the adoption of the amendment?
Mr. President, I move for the I move for its adoption.
Does any senator desire to be heard on amendment number 1? Does any senator desire to be heard on amendment number 1? Hearing none, Senator from the 9th, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 9th closes on amendment number 1 to Senate Bill 25. All those in favor of Senate Amendment number 1 say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment number 1 has been adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 25 as amended? Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 25 as amended? Hearing none, Senator from the Ninth, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from the Ninth renews her motion that Senate Bill number 25, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 25, an act relating to the Kansas City Police Department. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krause, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from San Francois. Senator from San Francois votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 225, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 225 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third read and final passage.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill number 225 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as that opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 225 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill 225 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 225 comes at the request of Bi-State and Metrolink. This bill will allow Metrolink to operate bendy buses that are longer than the current fleet of buses that bend in the middle. These buses are common in many other cities. They do not provide any special risk or pose any risk at all. Obviously, we believe this is something that would just enhance the transportation services in the St. Louis area. And with that, I would answer or entertain any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the gentleman from Franklin.
And the Senator
Franklin.
Senator from Johnson. There is no gentleman in the chamber. There is only senators in the chamber.
There probably are few gentlemen, but there are senators and gentlemen.
You may proceed. Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
Do
you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Johnson?
I will. I would yield, yes.
You may proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the consent bills, and I know that I mentioned to you this ahead of time. Consent bills, and I think you've got a great consent bill here. I plan on talking to voting for it, but wanted to talk to you about a consent bill that's not on the calendar. And I know you're a big hunting dog advocate. You like hunting dogs?
I love hunting dogs.
You do love hunting dogs. What kind of hunting dogs? Bloodhounds?
Well, I will tell you this, that as growing up, I had all types of hunting dogs. We raised competition dogs, black and tans. And so I love black and tans. I love bird dogs, rabbit dogs. I like dogs.
All kinds of dogs.
All types of dogs.
I do too. You know, and as a kid, that you know, I used to go hunting and go fox hunting down around Iberia, Missouri, with my grandpa, and we'd go down there and they'd have one of these, I don't know, fox hunting competitions, and they'd set the dogs loose, and then we'd
run around and in his truck and listen for the dogs, and we could tell what kind of, you know, if they were on track of a fox or things like that, you know, just by the sound that they made, by the bark.
I'm very familiar whether a dog is on trail or whether they're treed.
That's right.
So yes.
Some of these dogs are just amazing things. Well, gentlemen, Senator, I had a consent bill myself, Senate Bill 376, and unfortunately it got kicked off the Senate consent calendar, but I wanted to talk a little bit about it. Old Drum. Have you ever heard of Old Drum?
I've heard reminiscent stories about Old Drum.
Old Drum was a great hunting dog, part bloodhound, and he came into a dispute where a landowner accused Old Drum of killing one of his cows, and so then that
the Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order so the senators can hear one another in a debate. Senators, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. So then that landowner killed the dog. Well, it turns out it went to trial, and it turns out that the landowner that killed the dog wasn't the one that was killing his livestock and chasing around the livestock at all. And so the owner of Old Drum won satisfaction. But more importantly,
what was that satisfaction? Do you know what that satisfaction was?
Yes, it was a pretty big deal back then. But you know, in today's terms, and I can't remember how many dollars it was. I want to say it was like
there was a monetary
$50 or something like that. But back then, that
was
a lot of money. Lot of money. And so, during that trial, the owner of Old Drum decided to take the other landowner to trial to try and get satisfaction for his killing his dog. And it was the first time that you had attorneys after the Civil War that came together. So on one side, you had T.T. Crittenden, who was the governor, went on to become the governor of Missouri. He fought on the Union side. He partnered with Francis Cockrell, who later became a U.S. senator. He was on the Confederate side. And then on the other side, you had George Graham Vest, who was on the side of the homeowner. He went on to become a U.S. senator and fought under the Confederacy. And he partnered with John Phillips, who was a U.S. district court judge. And it was the first time that they both came together. So they had this trial, and then they had the George Graham Vest came and delivered the eulogy of Old Drum. Have you ever heard the phrase, a dog is a man's best friend?
I've heard that.
This is the trial where that came from. A dog is a man's best friend came from the trial of Old Drum. And so over in our Missouri State Supreme Court, there's a bust of Old Drum, and the attorneys go and rub the bust of Old Drum for good luck before they go into court.
Really?
Yes. Now, you know, if it was you and I here, or at least myself, and we had a bust of Old Drum outside this chamber, I'd have to rub that bust a lot for good luck, I feel like, sometimes. But they rub the bust for good luck, and then there's also a court in the Supreme, like I said, in the Supreme Court, former state senator and Supreme Court Justice Warren Welliver. He is the one that put that bust over there in Supreme Court. And then there's been books and even a movie with Randy Travis on Old Drum.
Really?
Yes.
How does Jim the Wonder Dog fit in this story?
Well, Jim the Wonder Dog's a different dog. And I have nothing bad to say about Jim.
I'm a big fan of Jim the Wonder Dog, though, too.
I have nothing bad to say about Jim. You know, Jim was over in Marshall, Missouri. But my consent bill, which was kicked off the calendar, didn't have
did they get
Jim
kicked off
there
by somebody that don't like dogs?
It must be. And we're going to talk.
Or maybe he just likes a different breed of dog.
Maybe the
like
senator
Jim.
Does like it.
He might like Jim the Wonder Dog.
Right. And so in Warrensburg, in Johnson County, we've taken up kind of the mantle of Old Drum, and we're trying to become a. We've got the Old Drum Dog Park. We've got the Old Drum Festival. We've got all the businesses and hotels are becoming more pet and dog friendly, and you know, so it's really become a kind of a big thing. And 2 years ago, I know you were, I don't remember if it was,
I was here,
you were here, but I don't remember which side you were on, Senator.
I was here on this side.
All right, this side. All right. Yeah. So we had, do you remember when the Consul General of Canada came to visit us?
I must have came to the house. I don't remember him coming here.
All right. Well, he must have came to the house. So it was a pretty big deal. Came down from Chicago, and I had a meeting with the speaker, and I had a meeting with the consul general. And I said, you know, he said, you know, where are you from, you know, representative? And I said, I'm from Warrensburg. He said, well, I've been to Warrensburg. And I said, really? Did you come there for a conference at the University of Central Missouri? Did you come to Whiteman Air Force Base? He goes, no, I came there to learn more about Old Drum. And I said, you drove from Chicago, I mean, you're the Canadian consul general, you drove from Chicago to come to Warrensburg to learn about more about Old Drum. He said, yes, I love dogs, and dogs are very important to me, and so I decided that I was going to drive down there and learn more about Old Drum, go to the kind of courthouse, see the bust or the statue of Old Drum and everything. So it was a very enlightening experience. I couldn't believe, you know, for tourism purposes, we have people coming, the Consul General of Canada, coming to Missouri to learn more about Old Drum. Now, I told him about Jim the Wonder Dog after that, and he was very intrigued about Jim as well. So he was going to make another trip to come down to Marshall, Missouri to see, learn more about Jim the Wonder Dog and visit the Jim the Wonder Dog Cemetery and Museum and things like that. But I knew that you were a big hunter and sportsman.
I will. Can I inquire you just for just a brief
sure,
second while we're
sure.
here? The senator from Barrie made a comment about it being trout day today.
Yes.
And I participated, along with another senator, participated in trout fishing today. Being the outdoorsman that
That's
I am,
right.
We did not sleep because we were here very late last night, and we went down to a very important place in what I would, the senator from Phelps probably would proclaim, maybe that he has one of the best trout parks in his district. You know, the senator from Barrie probably proclaimed that he has the best one. So we may
yes.
have to have a conversation on who. I think the senator Phelps might have two trout parks.
Wow.
In his district, potentially. Very nice trout parks. But we went down and participated in opening day of trout season. I truly believe that we need to introduce a bill that we create a holiday. Not only am I the dog lover, but I love the trout fish.
Right.
And it's been a tradition of mine over 40 years. Whatever day it is, I'm going trout fishing, and I went today.
I don't blame you. I enjoy trout fishing as well. I don't know where our governor there as well.
The governor was not where I was at.
He wasn't where you
were. And I'm not sure who has. Maybe the senator might have Bennett Springs. I'm not sure who has Bennett Spring Park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the gentleman on. Dang it.
Sorry, Senator. I got
Senator
you started.
You got Franklin.
The Lieutenant
no
Governor.
Gentleman in the Senate chamber.
The Lieutenant Governor has Bennett Springs, and he may have a claim that he might have one of the best trout parks in the state. And I think that's where the governor today went to ring the bell, maybe do some trout fishing. I'm not sure if he actually did any fishing or not, but maybe we'll get a report. But I will tell you this. This senator here caught his limit, as I do every year.
Congratulations.
Yes.
So. And that was all by yourself?
All by myself.
All by yourself.
All by myself. Did not violate any Missouri conservation laws at all.
Right.
That's right.
Great. Well, thank you. I knew you were a big advocate for hunting dogs and things like that. So thank you for the inquiry, Senator. Mr. President.
Does any other senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the senator from Lewis, please.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield on an inquiry from the senator from Johnson?
I do.
Senator Johnson, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon, Senator.
How are you doing?
I'm tired, probably like you are.
Yes, I'm a little tired as well, going on fumes. But you know, I know that you're probably a little surprised. We're talking about Old Drum and Senate Bill 376 during. The senator from Franklin's bill. But I know that, you know, this bill is on the calendar, and you had your reasons for knocking it off the consent calendar. And one of the reasons, you know, when I asked you about it the next day and asked you about, hey, what what's going on? And you said, well, you wanted a hunting dog, correct?
Well, Senator, I have had many good hunting dogs. And, you know, this bill has been up for I don't know how many years. But it's really a stretch to say it hasn't been controversial.
And controversial in how?
Because people always want their dog, or they want Old Drum, or they want Jim the Wonder Dog. I mean, they want... It's always been controversial. Every time I've heard it come up, Senator.
Very controversial, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, in my district, I have Jim the Wonder Dog and Old Drum. And so I decided to, you know, go ahead and I'd filed Old Drum bill several years ago. And so I decided that, hey, you know, I'd put Old Drum forward there. But I know when I ask you, you know, what your reason for kicking it off, and you said you wanted a hunting dog, and then we talked about how great of a hunting dog that Old Drum was. I mean, part bloodhound, and he used to chase rabbits and deer and wolves and everything else, and was known all across not only Johnson County, but the West Central Missouri region for being one of the best hunting dogs in the state.
Senator, you know, I've had really good dogs, and I can tell you a lot of stories about some of the good ones I've had.
Right.
Old Bill, he was a great old coon hound,
mm-hmm.
a tree and walker. And at night he would hunt coons, and daytime he would run rabbits with beagles. But, you know, he never got them mixed up. But he set out there one day. My dad actually took him hunting. This has been several years ago when my dad was alive, of course. But Dad went out coon hunting one night. I wasn't with him. It started to rain and it got windy, and anyway, he lost Old Bill. 2 days later, neighbor called. Are you missing a dog? Been a dog barking down here for the last 2 days. Dad says yes. He goes down there, and Old Bill was pretty gant. He was close to a pond, thank goodness. But he never left that coon, never left that tree after he treed that raccoon. And, you know, I've had bird dogs too, good ones.
Good, yes.
And
Old Drum could do all those things.
It's good. I'm just telling you, there are lots of other dogs out there too, and that's why I say it's always been a controversial bill. This dog, if you were with him on top of a ridge and you had a little breeze blowing, he put his nose in the air and he headed off to the next ridge. You better follow him because he smelled birds. You know, he would bring them back to you. He'd point. He'd actually pick one up. And if I was a good shot, he'd try to pick the other one up on the way back to me.
Right.
You know, I've had great experiences. Now we've got beagles. And great dogs. That's actually how I taught my kids to get into the hunting sports. We didn't have that many quail up home. In the late 80s, they kind of disappeared. But to get kids to go out rabbit hunting and listen to the dogs. And actually, it's a good thing to have dogs because it gives your young kids responsibility if they have to take care of them. And, you know, our son's, he was 10, so he had a rifle. No, he was going to be 12, I guess, later that year. So he had a .22 rifle because he got one when he was 10. Our daughter was 9, going to turn 10 in January. She had a BB gun. She was standing right beside me. The beagles was running a rabbit. It came up and stopped from here to that desk away from us. And I told her, I said, go ahead and shoot. She picked the BB gun up real slow, and she shot. And by then, if you're familiar with the old BB guns, it lost a lot of power from the time she had cocked it.
Did she have a Red Rider?
Yeah. You could see the BB go out there, and it hit the rabbit right behind the ear. The rabbit jumps up and takes off. She puts that BB gun down. She says, "Dad, I know what you can get me for Christmas, and brother can buy me the 22 shells." I mean, I've got lots of stories, Senator. I've hunted with a lot of other people that had really good dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The senator from... You don't want to say anything out of line here. I know that.
Yes, I've been reminded of
the senator of from
Webster.
The senator from Webster. He's got some great dogs. I've hunted with him before too, and he's very proud of his dogs. He could probably tell you a lot of stories about some of the good ones that he's had.
Right.
But I appreciate you. And both of those dogs are. Did you do a survey to see who wanted which dog?
No, I didn't do a survey. I did not do a survey. I know there's another bill coming over from the House that has some language for consent dogs come over as well. So we'll see what comes over from the House. But I appreciate the inquiry, Senator. And like I said, I wanted to find out more about, you know, hunting dogs that you've had, and just tell you a little bit about Old Drum and the great experience that he had, not only, as like I said, as a hunting dog, but just talking about where in our nation's history about attorneys coming together and arguing a case, and then, you know, where the saying a dog is a man's best friend came from. So I appreciate the inquiry.
Dogs are a man's best friend, you know.
That's right.
I say, if we've had any. And I'll go back to, like, what I said earlier. They're kids' best friend, too. And it teaches them responsibility and how to take care of animals.
Right.
So dogs are very important in everybody's life, I think. At least they should be. They have been in mine. And I appreciate your efforts on this. But like I say, it's generally always been pretty controversial.
Yeah, I guess, controversial to me, I guess, in tongue-in-cheek, but since I have both of those dogs in...
I'd think you'd really be torn since you had both of them.
Right, well, I guess I just had to take a stand, and you know how that is sometimes, Senator.
Jim, the wonder dog, now, he did a lot of really... I guess if he was human, you would say it was... I don't know what you call it. Spiritual things that they don't know how he did them.
I would agree. There's stories where Jim the Wonder Dog came before this body and performed, and they'd say, you know, Jim, go pick out the man in the red shirt, and this he would go over to this gentleman over here on the side gallery and go right up to him, or go to the gentleman in the red tie, and there are stories that Jim the Wonder Dog would look around and there'd be four or five people, you know, gentlemen, senators with red ties on, and so he'd say the gentleman with the, you know, red tie and the beard, and then he would go up there, and those, there's books been written about Jim the Wonder Dog too, but in my mind, you know, as far as the official state historical dog and just the historical significance of Old Drum, that's why I picked it, and I appreciate the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 225 from the senator from Franklin? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I've just got a question about Senate Bill 376.
Yes.
Were there children involved in the development of that bill, like a school class or something like that?
Once upon a time.
Really?
Once upon a
time. Well, you know, I had a bill that was the Jumping Jacks bill, and the
yes.
Senator from the 8th continuously gave me trouble on that bill. And the secret to getting one of these kinds of bills through is to have school kids up in the gallery. And I just thought I would give you a little bit of help
friendly
with that.
Advice.
Because I'm telling you, there's really only two things that are really cause a lot of heartburn in these kinds of bills. Now, it seems to be dogs and mushrooms. Mushrooms are very important to Missourians.
Mushrooms, hey, I have in Richmond, Missouri, they have the Mushroom Festival every May. Mushrooms are very important.
Well, mushrooms are very important, and especially if you have a dog that would hunt mushrooms, that might actually work in getting your bill over the finish line. But it took us 5 years of grade school classes coming down before we got the Jumping Jacks bill. You know, the Jumping Jacks bill was named for General Pershing.
Yes.
Where SAG Gallery is General Pershing's.
I voted for the Jumping Jacks bill.
I figured that you stood up to send a message, didn't you, just now? And so I was just wondering about the current bill that's on before us. Is it true that that dog don't hunt?
I think in the bill before us, I think that dog does hunt, and I think the bill that before us from the senator from Franklin, Senate Bill 225, is a good bill, and I plan on voting for that bill.
Well, that's good. I had a quote that I found that I thought I would share with you. It's from Simon Sinek. It says, and this applies to your old drum bill. It says, don't quit. Never give up trying to build the world you can see, even if others can't see it. Listen to your drum and your drum only. It's the one that makes the sweetest sound.
I couldn't agree more, Senator.
But if you keep trying in about 4 or 5 years and bringing school classes down, you might actually get old drum over the finish line.
Thank you for the advice, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 225, Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, do we have an official mushroom of the state yet?
We don't have an official mushroom yet. I've seen the chanterelle proposed, and of course, you and I are in agreement that it ought to be the morel.
Yes, exactly. But I have to tell you, there was one summer I met a crew of people at the Botanical Gardens in St. Louis, and there was this dip being passed around. There was a festival, I guess, a music festival, and I just loved that dip. And I said, what's in that dip? And they said, it's chanterelles, Maria. And I was like, holy cow, this is the first time I've actually enjoyed chanterelles like this.
You know, I went out, I was actually mowing at my mother's old property. She's got like 8 acres. And I found a patch of chanterelles, maybe 20, 30 feet across, hundreds and hundreds of chanterelles, and picked them and took them home and had a great old time. But they don't compare to morels, I just have to tell you.
Morels are the finest.
They are the
finest.
They
mushroom.
Should be the state mushroom. I would advocate that. And if we could find a dog that would hunt those, that would be the best.
That's what I heard you say earlier. I did hear you talk about mushrooms earlier, and as I've been driving along, coming to this wonderful capital that all of us get to serve in, I've been wondering, when are we going to have the exact right temperatures in a row where we can start expecting for these morels to start popping up? And I hear that the ground has to be at least 65, 70, 75 degrees, and then they start popping up. And then that's when, you know, some of us who are hunters of that wonderful mushroom,
you know, it's when the sun beats down from cloudless skies.
Anyway, thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield on inquiry from the senator from the first?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. So, all right, so I had to step out. Was visiting with our friends in the Department of Revenue who continue to provide
excellent responsiveness to my requests for information about the impact of certain legislation we passed in recent years, and was very happy to get a very strong update. But as a result, I stepped out
when you took
the floor. So I understand that we are on Senate Bill 225, the senator from Franklin. Is that correct?
Yes. Consent calendar, Senate Bill 225.
All right. And that pertains to permissible length of motor vehicles operated on highways.
Correct.
All right. And so I heard you saying something about a dog.
Yes.
All right. So you had a dog bill?
I do still have a dog bill. It was on the consent calendar.
It was?
Yes, it was. But
you
now,
had a dog bill on the consent calendar.
Yes.
And your bill was knocked off the consent calendar.
Right, but as you can see, it's not on any of these listed here.
Got it.
Yep,
so
no longer there.
What is the status of your bill?
It is back in committee.
Got it. So are you concerned that your dog bill may get killed?
You know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it tonight.
I think the senator from Phelps knows where this is going. Put to sleep. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, the senator from Buchanan, for that. I wouldn't want to take attribution for somebody else's punchline. You know, well, Senator, I only asked that because there was another consent bill that was on the consent calendar that had to do with dying dogs. That was the fine legislation of the senator from Phelps, which would have shortened the statute of limitations for going after your veterinarian for killing your dog. And that bill set that statute of limitations from 7 years, which is like 49 dog years you have to go after your vet.
Wow.
For killing your dog these days. And that would have shortened it to only 2 years, which is the statute of limitations for going after medical malpractice on a person.
That would be 14 dog years?
Right. Okay. Yeah, so from 49 dog years down to 14 dog years. And I thought that was a more than fair piece of legislation. I didn't see any reason why the statute of limitations should be 2 years for medical malpractice on a person, but 7 years for medical malpractice on a pet. And the committee agreed. We voted it out due pass. We voted out due pass consent, and that, too, was pulled from the consent calendar. So, Senator, it appears that the dogs are dropping left and right off of the consent calendar these days.
It's definitely a dog day.
Well, and I was dismayed because I was really looking forward to that hitting the floor on the consent calendar because, as it happens, the legislation is sponsored by the senator from Phelps. I was actually in Rolla in December at a holiday gathering for a bunch of residents of Phelps County who, shall we say, got outvoted in November. And I have to say, there was some concern about the state budget, and I said, well, it just so happens that I think our incoming appropriations chair is going to be your state senator, so by all means, if you're concerned about the state budget, higher ed funding, whatever, you know, contact your state senator. And I had more than one person who was there that night say, yeah, but he killed my dog. I heard two or three people complain that the senator from Phelps had personally put their pet down, and I didn't have the heart to ask them if that was what they had intended to have happen when they put their pet into the care of the senator from Phelps. But,
well, as far as I know, you know, I think that the senator from Phelps has a soft spot in his heart for dogs and
I think he does.
But, you know, you hear different stories like that, and it might make a person wonder.
Well, I was just hopeful, and I don't know if the senator from Phelps was concerned that a couple of the folks that I met in Rolla that evening might have been counting down the days until the 7-year anniversary of the passing of their pet. But in case they were, I wanted to do everything I could to let the good doctor off the hook. But to no avail, for that bill is also, like yours, knocked off the consent calendar, Senator.
Yes.
Well, such is life in the Missouri Senate.
That's right. That's
Senator,
right.
Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield on inquiry from the senator from the 7th?
I believe I will.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thank you. Senator, I wanted to take an opportunity first. I want to talk about your bill because that's what we're on. But first, I wanted to say thank you for the hospitality this morning. I have been fishing for a long time, and I will concede to the chamber that you are the master and I am the apprentice, and I am still learning from you. This senator right here is the trout's worst enemy because they are not safe while Senator from Franklin has his waders on. I promise
appreciate
you
that. Yes.
And my family appreciates you you helping them out as well. I want to talk about your bill real quick. So we're talking about allowing buses of up to 60 feet in length, not including safety bumpers. What does the current statute say today? How long can you do?
You know, I probably could look at that, but I'm not sure.
But it's an increase, right?
I mean, it's an increase over that.
So I got a travel trailer this summer. It's a 23-foot travel trailer. And with that in the truck, you know, we're probably looking at around, I don't know, 45 feet or so that we're
That's
going
to probably approximately.
Feels correct. Like still like a pretty big rig. 60 feet, you know, it seems to me that that's a pretty good size bus, right? I mean, was this brought to you because the buses are getting bigger or?
Well, the opportunity to carry more passengers. Obviously, the buses operate in multiple cities. You've seen them. Obviously, they've just been extended. They bend. They have a little section in the middle where they do bend. And they're just more efficient for moving passengers around, and obviously it allows them to carry more passengers.
So you have in mind passenger vehicles, not recreational vehicles?
This is for buses, yes.
But it could be for recreational vehicles.
I don't know that this applies to recreational.
All right, because the only thing
I wanted articulated buses.
The only thing I wanted to point out is we've heard from the other chamber how egregious it is that it takes like some 1,500 hours to get certified in braiding hair. This is, you know, that's an example that they use of how ridiculous some of the regulations are to get licensed in the state of Missouri.
Right.
But yet you can drive a 60-foot RV bus, you know, essentially by just going to the DMV and getting a license.
No, you have to have a CDL license, obviously, with a passenger endorsement to drive one of these particular.
And that's
buses.
Separate from recreational vehicles.
Yes, though. Yes.
Right. What class you have to get for recreational?
I believe for recreational, you don't have to have any for recreational.
Have anything. So, your driver's license, Center for 25th tells us
you can have a Class F as your own driver's license and pull your recreation vehicle and trailer.
So I just wanted to point out that it's a little bit ridiculous that it takes 1,500 hours of training to braid hair and then no hours of training to drive a large bus down the road 75 miles.
There are some hours of training required to drive. Not 1,500, but you do have
to
be able
to. But you're talking about recreational vehicles, though, the RVs.
Yeah. Yeah, a recreational vehicle, you do not have any requirements.
No requirements.
Yeah.
So you could be a retiree at, you know, whatever age and hop in that sucker.
You can say, boy, I always want to drive one of these things, and there you go. Down the road we go.
All right, I'm going to support your bill, Senator. Thank you.
Does any other senators desire to be heard on Senate Bill 225? Senator from Boone, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield on inquiry from the Senator from Boone?
I reluctantly yield, yes.
You may proceed, Senator.
This will be short and friendly. Senator, you mentioned earlier, asked about where our governor celebrated
trout
the opening
fishing?
Of trout.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And you said maybe you...
I believe he might have went to Bennett Springs.
So I just wanted to say that after he went to Bennett Springs, if I believe that may have been true, he was in Columbia today. And so he announced... in partnership with a local delegation, that Smith & Wesson, American Outdoor Brands, that bought Smith & Wesson, was coming to Columbia.
Good news.
154 jobs in the first 3 years, $60 million in investments with more to come. And so the Columbia Tribune wrote an article about it and talked about the process. And actually, I had sent Smith & Wesson a letter 3 years ago when other states were implementing gun control policies and said, hey, if you don't like where you're at, you can come here. We got a lot of good things going for us. And the Tribune wrote an article about it and spoke to the representative for Smith & Wesson. And just one paragraph that I want to read that I think is important to our conversation here. He said, Burke said the labor market in the Columbia area in Missouri is a factor in American Outdoor Brands selecting Boone County for its distribution center, the central location in proximity to Midway USA, Bass Pro Shops were also considered. He also credited business friendliness, new government leadership in Missouri, and a recently passed right-to-work law as reasons for building in Boone County. So I thought, you know, obviously we worked pretty hard, and obviously that's a divisive issue, but we worked really hard in this chamber, you know, to bring that issue to the front fairly quickly, and I just wanted the body to know that the governor was there today to make this really important announcement for my area, and I think what is a great announcement for our state. And so I thought that was an important part of the dialogue to have when we were going off the rails on any number of other things on your consent bill. So thank you, Senator.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I think this is evidence of sleep deprivation in this chamber. This was a very simple bill. It took a couple left turns, a couple right turns. As long as these buses can make those left and right turns, we pass this bill, they'll be able to do it. So with that, I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill number 225 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 225, an act relating to the length of motor vehicles operated on highways. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schaaf, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th votes aye. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 322, Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 322 with Senate Committee Substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for a third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Jefferson moves that Senate Bill number 322 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of you opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin, do you care to move for the adoption and explain?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 322 be adopted.
Senator from Franklin moves that the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? And, Senator, do you care to explain your Senate Committee Substitute?
Yes, I would like to explain.
You may proceed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor to present this bill on behalf of myself and the Senator from the 3rd. Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 322 would designate a portion of U.S. Interstate Highway 55 in Jefferson County as the USMA Cadet Thomas M. Serdak Memorial Highway. During a one-week break from West Point between air assault and cadet field training, Cadet Serdak was vacationing at a beach in Long Island, New York. On June 24, 2016, when he and a civilian he had just met that day got pulled out to sea in a riptide. Without regard for his own safety, Cadet Serdike immediately grabbed the civilian and physically assisted in keeping the civilian's head above water until help could arrive. Before becoming overcome by exhaustion, Cadet Serdike managed to push the civilian up, enabling a bystander on a paddleboard to pull him out of the water and therefore saving the civilian's life. Within a couple of minutes of being incapacitated, onlookers managed to pull the cadet out of the water and he was taken to the hospital. He was kept alive on a ventilator before passing on June 28, 2016. Cadet Serdike continued to serve others by donating his organs, which saved additional lives. A native of Festus and a graduate of St. Pius X, Cadet Serdike was an Eagle Scout, former football player, and had recently completed his first year in the United States Military Academy at West Point. He was one of four children and the only son of Tim and Janice Serdike. Cadet Thomas Serdike represented the best of our citizens, and I ask this body help honor his memory with this designation.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from San Francisco.
Inquire the senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield for an inquiry?
Yes, I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, I want to say how much I appreciate you taking the lead on getting this bill before us and getting this naming opportunity. If there is ever an epitome of a good citizen of this state, a hero, Serdike is certainly one of those folks.
Yes, Senator, and it's a privilege for me to be able to bring this bill forward, and I appreciate your assistance in getting it through the committee quickly.
You know, the great thing about it is they're a great family for the community. They're great corporate citizens with a successful success of their business in the area. And then to have a son that going to the academy and then having the heroism that he did, we want to make sure that when we have a naming rights or an opportunity on our highways and byways, that it epitomizes the true values that we want to represent in Missouri. And Cadet Serdike certainly portrays those values. So I thank you, Senator, for this presentation today.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 322? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Jefferson, you are recognized to close on the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I remove my motion for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute.
Senator moves for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that? And hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from Jefferson renews his motion of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 322 be adopted. As many as that opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 322 be read a third time and finally pass.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of you?
You may.
Did you refer to the senator from Jefferson as the senator from Franklin twice?
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Jefferson, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Jefferson renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 322 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 322, an act relating to the designation of certain memorial infrastructure. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson. Whelan.
By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 217, Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 217 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third read and final passage.
The Senator from the 5th moves that Senate Bill number 217 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 5th, do you care to move for the adoption and explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 217 be adopted.
Do you care to explain the
yes.
Senate Committee Substitute?
Absolutely. Mr. President, this bill expands the donation food tax credit to include food or cash donations to soup kitchens or homeless shelters. That's the gist of the bill. It's a very simple piece of legislation. And we have a very serious problem with homelessness throughout the state of Missouri, and we're just trying to find another way to help. So with that, I'll take any questions.
The Senator from the 5th moves for the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire the handler of the bill?
Senator from the 5th, do you yield for the Senator from Phelps?
Let me think about that for a second, Mr. President. Yes.
You may proceed.
I'm not really going to pick on you, even though I threatened it. Do you know how much this tax credit, how much total money is pulled down each year? And you,
I think it's approximately $2,500
per person, right?
It's total.
The total tax credit is $2,500.
They're not being used as they should be, as frequently as they should be.
Okay.
So that's why we're going to go ahead and try to expand it for homeless shelters as well as soup kitchens for those individuals who need it the most.
Well, since you said on appropriations, I was just wanting to make sure that you had this covered.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from 5th.
Senator from the 5th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Webster.
I do.
Have you noticed the absence of a quorum?
I knew that would come up.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Barry, what purpose do you rise?
President, to inquire of the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield for an inquiry from the senator from Barry? Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps.
Oh.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barry?
I do.
I heard that the
Chairman of Agriculture was interrupting me.
Oh, well, we can correct him later. You had an inquiry from the Senate
yes.
from the 5th on the amount of the tax credit.
Right.
Right now there's a cap of $1.75 million on this particular program, and we are not using all of that. And so her legislation would increase the amount of tax credit that we are going to be issuing, which will decrease general revenue.
Right.
And it was perplexing to me as to why this would not show up as a negative on the fiscal note. Do you see where I'm going?
I do.
Yeah. But the program is very good.
It's a good program. Well meaning.
But my inquiry mainly is just on the general discussion of why is this not a fiscal impact? Because there is a fiscal impact on general revenue.
Exactly. Even though we do not appropriate tax credits,
right.
They're taken off the top so they do affect general revenue.
Okay.
But the senator from 5th has assured me that this is $2,500 max.
Per person.
Per person is how I understood it, but she tells me, no, the total tax credit is $2,500.
No. I don't know. Nope. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 217? Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 5th.
Senator from the 5th, you yield from the inquiry from the senator from Butler.
I do.
You may
senator,
proceed.
I just hope you watch when I vote aye on your bill.
You what?
Be watching closely as I vote aye on your bill.
I'm watching you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the Senate committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion for the adoption of Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 217.
The senator from the 5th renews her motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 217 be adopted. As many as the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 217 be third, read, and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 5th, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 5th renews her motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 217 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 217, an act relating to tax credits for the assistance of needy persons. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Cole. I'm sorry, Senator from Cole. You are not recorded, Senator. Senator from Cole votes aye. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes and zero noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 326, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 326 be taken from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 8th moves that Senate Bill number 326 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion of that motion prevail by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move that we third read and finally pass Senate Bill 326.
Senator from 8th moves that Senate Bill number 326 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Briefly, this act permits the creation of a low-profit limited liability company, or known as the L3C. This type of limited liability company is designed to attract private investment for social benefit. Unlike the LLC, the L3C has a primary charitable mission and a secondary profit concern. 12 other states currently offer this way of incorporating. This is simply another option. Be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from the 8th is recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 326 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 326, an act relating to low-profit limited liability companies. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from the 1st. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senators Dixon.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye.
Senator Shoup.
Senator from the 24th votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 252, Senator from Green. Senator from Green. Senator from Green. Senate Bill number 252, Senator from Green.
Mr. President, would you place that bill on the informal calendar, please?
That bill will hold its place.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Senate Bill 128, Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute, or excuse me, Senate Bill 128 with the Senate Committee substitute be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Green moves that Senate Bill number 128 with committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as of the opinion of that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green, do you care to move for the adoption and explain your Senate Committee substitute?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 128 be adopted. Mr. President, this is the same bill that we had voted out consent last year. This legislation would fix an inconsistency in current law and allow judges to ride the circuit within the 16th Circuit, which is Jackson County. They have two courthouses.
or move within their circuit and not be limited to a specific courthouse within the county. It gives them some flexibility rather than dictating in statute. And it is, again, the same bill that we passed out last year, and I believe the year before, but I don't have that bill number. Last year's bill number was... I don't have that either. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield for an inquiry?
Yes.
From the Senator from the 7th?
I do.
Okay, Senator, just walk me through this one more time. I understand it's a bill that is a retread from last year. I don't remember hearing from anybody this year on the legislation, so I'm kind of getting caught flat-footed here.
Sure. We've actually had this bill 2 years in a row. I think I got my years mixed up. I think it was 2 years ago that we voted it out of here consent. Last year, we got it through the House, and it died on our consent calendar here last year. Basically, what the problem is what they're doing in practice now is what they want to be able to do, and we're just trying to clear up their authorization and statute.
And what would – is there an unintended consequence that they could move – a majority of the judges or caseloads to Eastern Jackson County out of Kansas City?
I think the issue is specific judges so that certain cases are not required to be tried in certain areas. The judges and all the delegation from there that had come and testified before, that was their understanding. And so my all the information that I have says that that is not going to happen. It's essentially what the way they're operating right now, and it just clears up that inconsistency in the statute. I suppose they could, but I don't think that's an issue.
Okay.
They want to basically have the statute match what they're doing now.
Just out of curiosity, I talked to other senators from Jackson County, and I don't remember this being brought to any of us as a priority for Jackson County. I don't know, maybe I could talk to the senator from the 8th to see if he was approached about this bill. I mean, I'm always happy when you're supportive of the county's issues, and I know you're chair of judiciary, so, you know, it's not out of the norm that you would help with this legislation. But again, if any of the senators from Jackson County haven't been fully if I have to ask you about this that happens in my county,
I agree.
And none of the other senators kind of have an idea of what the potential consequences could be, I have a little bit of a concern with that.
Well, certainly, it's your area. When they came to the committee last year, I believe that the first time this went through, it was former Senator Lavota who handled the bill the first time. And it didn't get all the way through, and then we put it in a substitute. I may be a little bit vague on that. I don't recall.
Would you
it's
be willing?
It's been in several substitutes, but
since we are on consent here, and would you be willing to hold this bill and give us a chance to to really talk about it and make absolutely sure that this is something that the Jackson County delegates are in agreement on, that this is we want to move forward on this.
Absolutely. There's no rush on it. I think that's what we want to do is make sure that it works for everybody up there. And that was the understanding that we had with the testimony. There's no opposition to it and the folks that came in.
Well, and I'm sure once we get everything ironed out between the Jackson County delegation, then we'll be happy to support it through.
Absolutely.
Just want to take a little bit of time to discuss it.
That's one thing I love about the Senate is we always give deference to one another's areas, I'm happy to do that.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you,
thank
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 1st, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield from an inquiry from the senator from the 1st?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Senator,
this came through Judiciary, in which we both sit. You chair.
Yes.
I voted for it. Voted for it. Consent. It has been brought to my attention since then, and I don't want to speak for the Jackson County delegation. I don't want to speak for the senator from the 7th. You've got two courthouses in Jackson.
That's correct.
And let me back up. Is this bill a little bit different than the one we passed? Because I remember we were taking one division, essentially, from, for lack of a better term, downtown Kansas City and moving it out to Independence in prior legislation. The way I read this bill would appear to me to be a little bit different and grant more flexibility. And here's the concern. You've got different folks in different parts of Jackson County who are different distances from that courthouse. Some of those people are lawyers. Much more importantly, a lot of those people are clients or pro se people who don't have representation, who have business in the courts, and others are judges. And it's been brought to my attention, there's a little bit of concern that depending on how this bill is phrased and how it plays out, that you might have a situation where suddenly a whole lot more business is getting done in one of those two courthouses than the others, and that might be really convenient for some people and really inconvenient for others. And I don't want to speak for the Jackson County delegation on that. It's not my county. I might grow up one north of there, but I do think it may be helpful for them to have a little bit of time to see if that concern is well-founded or if the bill is just fine in that regard.
Yeah, and I'm, as I said with the senator from the 7th, I'm happy to do that. There may be a slight difference in the language from last year.
Okay.
My notes here indicate that it's similar to House Bill 1388 from last year. That's the one that died on the Senate consent calendar.
Got it.
The one that we passed 2 years ago out of here, I think, died in the House, or it came back in a substitute or in an omnibus bill. And you're right that, you know, that could be an issue. I suppose no one has brought any concerns to me at all.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, I think a year or two ago we were taking one division out of downtown Kansas City and putting it in Independence. I think there's at least one person that I've heard from that is somewhat concerned that the implications of this bill could be that 100%, I mean, I'm saying it would happen, but in essence, 100% of this all moves out to Independence, which some people might be fine with, others less so. And I don't know that that's necessarily a fair interpretation of the bill, but I do want the Jackson County delegation to have the chance to figure that out before we go any further.
And that's the beauty of this body is it's a natural thing to hit the brakes over here. I'd rather get it right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what we're striving for is efficiency and local control rather than having decisions made here that impact, you know, situation there. So I would like to make sure that we get that right. And I'm happy to just, you know, let it sit on the calendar and let's hear from the folks if there are concerns.
Senator, I appreciate the inquiry. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Oh. Senator from Green.
I think another member wanted to inquire. We're happy to do that, but perhaps before I lay the bill over. Would you have that bill hold its place, please?
That bill will hold its place on the calendar. Senator, you'll have to withdraw your motion.
I withdraw the motion for the adoption of the committee substitute.
That bill will be hold its place on the calendar. Senate Bill 299, Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 299 be called from the consent calendar and be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from the 9th moves that Senate Bill number 299 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 299 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from the 9th moves that the Senate Bill number 299 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the senator care to explain the bill?
I will, Mr. Mr. President, Senate Bill 299 is a Good Samaritan or a Good Neighbor bill. Senate Bill 299 allows a person who is not the owner of an abandoned or suspected abandoned property, who is acting in good faith and only in good faith, to enter onto the premises of the abandoned property to remove trash, mow the grass, secure the property if needed, or remove or paint over graffiti. To be immune from liability or of civil or criminal trespassing, except in cases where these act constitutes gross negligence or willful or intentional misconduct. Mr. President, this bill is seeking to address some of the issues we're having in Kansas City with unsightly, vacant, and abandoned property. We have over 16,000 vacant properties in Kansas City, and many of our neighborhood organizations are wanting to be able to maintain or clean up some of these vacant and abandoned properties without liability of trespassing. Almost 60% of our vacant housing stock are owned by banks, out-of-town or other out-of-town institutions, and these properties are overgrown with weeds. There's trash and debris everywhere, and we're just trying to address it. Through our neighborhood organizations, this is something that many of the neighborhood organizations have asked for. They're really just wanting to be able to walk up on these properties, pick up trash, mow the grass when needed, so that they could, you know, they're, because we have such dilapidated housing stock in the city. So with that, Mr. President, if there are no questions, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 299? Does any senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
I seek to inquire the senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 14th.
I do.
You may proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for this bill. At first, when you presented it in committee, we didn't fully understand what it was meant to do. However, as you have spoken to different members of the committee, I think it's a great bill. It's something that needs to be addressed not only in Kansas City but throughout the state. I remember, as I have told you, my great-great aunt who lived in St. Louis City, and she used to always do the same thing that your bill is addressing,
right?
For a vacant lot that was right next to her house. Her interest, though, she wanted her roses to be seen. And because of her neighbors or the property that did not have anyone there and it was vacant, she had to live with a very terrible situation, which she fixed from time to time. So thank you so much for your bill.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. You know, we have a number of abandoned properties, and not just recently vacant. I mean, some of these properties have been sitting for years that have not been maintained. They have many code violations. The grass and weeds sometimes are as tall as we are, and some of these folks on the blocks and neighborhood organizations are just wanting to be able to walk up on the property. Sometimes they have windows broken out of them, birds flying in and out of the house. So if they just want to be able to secure the property by maybe putting a board up on some of the lower windows, if there happens to be a door that's kicked in, they would like to at least close the doors to prevent other vagrants from coming in and to be able to pick up trash and mow the grass without liability. Now, of course, this is only for people acting in good faith. If there's any willful or intentional negligence, they are not protected at all by this legislation. So I just want everybody to recognize that. That's only those folks that are entering onto the premises in good faith and not with any destruction of property or, of course, those that wouldn't be doing anything they shouldn't be doing. So,
well, it's an excellent bill. Right. I really do appreciate it. And I wish there were more neighbors who were willing to do this type of thing. But in communities that look like yours and mine,
right,
so often there are just blocks that are vacant because of the economy and families that have been ripped apart. It's unfortunate to see. And at least in your effort, you are recognizing the good faith efforts of citizens who just want to do the right thing and have a community that is looking pretty sharp.
Right. And I just want to add one thing, too. You know, many of these vacant properties, the ones that happen to be vacant lots, happen to be owned by land trust in the city of Kansas City. And in the summer months when the city is not getting out or can't get out as efficiently to mow some of these, to mow some of the lawns, then the neighbors just kind of want to also be able to take their lawnmowers over to those vacant lots and cut the grasses so that they don't have to worry about decreased property values or other crime. Are things in their neighborhood as well. So I appreciate your comments.
That's right. Crime, right. When you don't do this, it brings crime to your neighborhood. So, again, thank you very much. And I look forward to voting for your bill, Senator.
Thank you for your comments.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 299? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the 9th, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the 9th renews her motion that Senate Bill number 299 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 299, an act relating to abandoned real property in certain cities. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 13th.
Votes aye.
Senator from the 13th votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I ask them to please be read.
There are messages from the House, and Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 50, entitled An Act Relating to Circuit and Associate Judges in the 16th Judicial Circuit. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed.
The Senate will come to order. The Senator will come to order. Madam Secretary, you may continue.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 94, entitled An Act Relating to Student Assessments, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. One last time, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th, what purpose do you rise?
Yeah, Mr. President, what order of business are we on?
Introduction of bills.
Okay, I'd like to introduce Bill LaRue and Bill Smith.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Missouri is safe once again with fewer in legislation. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I will remind the body that the prayer breakfast with the Reverend Gawk is at 07:30 tomorrow, Mr. President, in the Bingham Conference Room, 7:30 a.m.
Further announcements? Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Bill LaRue says we're done, Mr. President, so no further business coming for the body.
I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.